the band Statue Statue, who join us right now.
Yes, we do join you. We were talking about the rising price of the paper as well, Joshua. What do you think about that?
Which paper? The Free Street Press?
No, not the Free Street.
Like,
are you mad?
The Courier Mail.
The Courier Mail.
But maybe the Street Press do have a rising cost, but it's not a monetary cost. Maybe it's like a cultural cost.
You think so?
Do you think that there could be a squeeze of like...
culture.
Of culture. Because, you know, if the reviews and the interviews are paid for, or, you know, if there's a bit of contention with some issues...
Mm. Well, I believe that it would be an issue if that was a true fact. But Josh, I believe you're just spinning an utter load of rubbish here. Like, are we getting paid here, Damien, for this interview?
We are not, at all.
Unfortunately.
I would never pay for an interview.
No, we wouldn't want you to pay us either, yes. Josh.
No, that's all right.
But we would like a cup of coffee next time,
okay,
please.
Okay, please.
Well, Damien, if you brought your own coffee machine, I would gladly make you one.
Oh, really?
Mm. I think that's just out of the question, isn't it?
Totally.
Can I have a spiel about the band now? Can I do that?
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask you next. How did you get your name? But I'll let you deliver that.
Well, it was quite funny actually, because in the second dawn of time, Damien and myself were in a place that was quite strange to us. It was quite surreal. It was filled with women that we wouldn't usually hang around. You know, that quite babes, would we call them, Damien? Babes.
Yeah.
long-haired beauties. Anyway, and I said to one lass, I said, look, related by stature, we stand here like statues. And she looked into my eyes and she said, you are a tool. And, you know, it's just things like that. It's really an issue in my life when I do get called a tool. And I think that
it
line...
stays with you.
Yeah, it does stay with you.
Definitely does.
And I think that that line really stayed with us.
Yeah, it's totally fluent. Like, do you find yourself reciting poetry to nymphs often?
always. Hey, Tribulus. Shall we give you a little line of Tribulus?
Tribulus, yes.
A line of Tribulus. I want Damien to intro Tribulus and what it means.
Please.
Well, Tribulus, he's a man from Crittenden.
He is.
He's a... oh, how would you put it?
Oh, he's hot.
He's a wayward man.
Is he a vagabond at all?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so he's had his introduction. Tribulus, speak.
As Tribulus sat on Saturday, the lone seed of Kakaret blossomed into the most wonderfully divine flower, containing the lure of a thousand lactating bosoms. As Tribulus rose to catch a better glimpse of the flower, a goblet smacked him in the head and dislodged the consciousness from his body. Now, not to be outdone by the goblet, Tribulus rose and booted the goblet, sending it soaring at immense speed and velocity. Hitting a tree, and unfortunately for Tribulus, sending it soaring back towards his forehead and taking away his consciousness once again. That's just the type of guy he is.
Tribulus. Does he have any brothers?
No.
No brothers. No, so he's a one-man show.
One-man show. Yes.
Are you going to encourage that sort of atmosphere at your actual shows?
What, Tribulus? Yeah. Being there? Well, we do actually... keep in contact with Tribulus.
Yeah.
But he's above coming to a statue gig, isn't he?
Yeah.
It'd just be nice.
He's almost like a mythical
being. He is a mythical being. Well, he is in Skibbereen, which is heaven.